Hello, this is Cody Sturge with the pastor at Chilhowee Baptist Church, and you're listening to Keep Thy Heart Daily. This is a radio ministry, podcast ministry of the Chilhowee Baptist Church. We're thankful that you've tuned in today as we're preaching through God's Word. We're praying God's Word will speak to your heart as it's preached and taught from the pulpit of the Chilhowee Baptist Church.
The Bible says, "The rust of them shall be a witness against you." I was fishing a few years ago on a lake. We're bass fishing, and that was a lot of fun. I was on a nice boat fishing. And we're in this, we're right along the edge of the water, and there's beautiful homes on the lake. They're beautiful. I was impressed. I was happy for those people. Big, beautiful docks and beautiful homes. And we rode up in this cove fishing docks. And as we went up in the cove, on my right, there was this really awesome looking old house. The only problem was it was overgrown, but you could look at it and tell that was some spectacle from the 1960s. As we came onto it, it was dilapidating and falling, but you could tell by the finish and you could tell by the way that things had been done. In 1965, someone was at the very top of their game. I mean, they had invested a fortune in this place. It was beautiful, except it was falling apart. So we came up on there, we was fishing the dock. There was a boathouse right there, and you could peek through the dirty windows, and in those dirty windows, in that boathouse, was a boat from the 60s that would have been the best of the best, but it was dust-covered and moth-eaten and decayed, along with everything else there. And I'll never forget, I thought about that place. I thought, wow. In 1965, this was the place to be. But something happened. I don't know the story. But something happened. It's the same thing that happens to all riches over time. They decay. You've heard the preacher say, you don't ever see a hearse with a U-Haul hooked to it. It's true. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with a lake house and a boat. That's fine. But if you think somehow there are things that you can possess that's going to prevent decay and death, you're wrong. So we've got to keep our hearts and our minds fixed on the fact that riches are okay and God blesses people with things. But the thing that we need is Jesus first. Riches do not prevent death and decay. The Bible says in verse number 3, "Your gold and silver is cankered. The rust of them shall be a witness against you and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. You have heaped treasures together for the last days." Let me tell you something, there's no amount of treasures that can prepare you for the coming of Christ. Only He can prepare you for His coming. We need Jesus. We need Jesus. You see, riches do not prevent decay and death. The riches of the richest of the rich ultimately find their way to the grave. I think about that sometimes. I think about that sometimes. And it saddens my heart. I've never despised a wealthy person at all. I'm happy. I'm glad for them. But it also burdens my heart to think of how many people have lived their lives and because of their riches, they've been oblivious to their need of God. They've allowed things to constantly console them and distract them from their need for a Savior. And they live it up for 70 or 80 or 90 or 100 years. But at the end comes death. What then? I'm just saying that riches do not prevent decay and death. Finally, number 3, riches do not prevent judgment. Riches do not prevent judgment. And we change a little bit and begin to look at a different side of this and this person, these rich men. The Bible says, "Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. Now, he gives us this picture. He said, now listen, some of you have got your riches the wrong way. Some of you have gotten your riches to the harm of other people. Folks, that's never right. Nothing wrong with getting the riches. But there's something wrong with getting the riches to the harm of other people. He says, behold the hire. He says, I want you to know, you may have plenty and you may be rich, but God knows and hears the cries of the people that you've heard on the way to the top. It's just a reminder to all of us as we pursue success in life, we need to be reminded that we've got to do it righteously. Remember, God doesn't blame you or hate you for being rich. He does ask, how did you get it? We need to know something, that our sin will be judged. Our end will be in the face of God. The Bible says it's appointed a man wants to die, and after this, the judgment. The Bible says in verse 5, ye have lived in pleasure on the earth. That's good. It's okay. He says, now remember, you've lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. Now, when I first read this, I thought, oh man, it's a contrast. It's like you've been in pleasure, but now you're in want. But the word wanton is not that at all. It's actually you lived in pleasure and you've been wanton. It's just an exclamation point. If you are wanton, it means that you have no want. You're not wanton. If you are wanton, you have experiences and fun and riches and wealth, you're wanting. It's just like you've experienced this and you keep experiencing this. You say, it says you have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanting. You've had pleasure and much pleasure. The Bible says ye have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. Now, when I first saw that, I was like, what in the world do you mean by that, Lord? Because I thought, well, that you've nourished, you've fattened yourself up for the slaughter. But that's not what it means either. This whole verse has everything to do with you've had riches and riches and riches and riches and riches and riches. So the Bible says you have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. How many of you ever had a pig picking? How many of you ever killed a hog and got it ready and cooked that thing? How many of you ever done that? That's the day of slaughter, okay? Now, how many of you have experienced this at the day of slaughter? I have, and I'm thankful for it every time. I like to hang out with the guy that's cooking the pig. You know why? Because all day long, you got to cut this little piece of that pig off and make sure it's going to be okay for the people you're going to serve after a while. Many times I've been in a pig picking or a barbecue, or it's even better if it's beef, where I've just had piece here and a piece there and a piece here and a piece there. And it comes time, we pray and everybody goes through the line and I'm like, I don't know if I can eat anymore. And the Bible says, you've nourished your hearts as in the day of a slaughter. Now, that's what it means. That means you're full as a tick. It means you've got everything. You got everything. You got all you could ever want. You got everything you dreamed of years ago. But if you've left Jesus out, really, you don't have what matters. Really, you don't have what matters. I'm reminded of that old guy in Luke chapter number 12. You remember him? The Bible calls him the rich fool. I mean, he had bumper crops, and he said, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to tear down my barns, and I'm going to build great big ones, and I'm going to fill my barns up, and I'm going to fill them up so full that for the rest of my life, I'm not going to have to work. I'm going to kick back. I'm going to eat, drink, and be merry. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with retiring. But there is something wrong with living your life without any consideration and of God. And Jesus, in giving that parable, the rich fool says, now, fool, today your soul is required of you. And when you face the judgment of God, what do you have? Without Jesus, you have nothing. You know what the Bible says? What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? I tell you, my heart breaks for any person who's lived life for riches, whether they've got them or not, who've lived life for riches and left Jesus out. Because I want you to understand something. Riches do not prevent the judgment of God. You see, one of two things is going to happen. One, you're going to breathe your last breath on this earth, and your next will be in the presence of God, where you'll be judged righteously. The only judgment that passes the righteous judgment of Christ is people who've put their trust in Jesus Christ and Christ alone. Folks, according to the Scriptures, if you've not humbled yourself and repented of your sin and asked Jesus to be your Savior, the judgment of God will fall on you. And without regard to the riches that you've experienced in life, eternity, you'll be separated from God in a place called hell. Folks, I'm so thankful that I can tell you that if you have repented of your sins and trusted in Jesus, you have the treasure of the forgiveness of sin, not the wrath of God, but the blessing of God and eternity with Christ Himself. You see, riches do not prevent judgment. And we've got to be careful, because we're all rich. We all have the tendency to be deceived that if we can have health and wealth and prosperity, then we can be happy. But let me tell you something. The most important things in life and eternity are not provided to you through the riches of this world. They're a blessing. God's good to us. But they don't prevent suffering. They don't prevent decay and death. And they don't prevent judgment. But Jesus does. God loves you. We're all sinners. Jesus paid the price for our sins on the cross of Calvary. There must come a time that we personally pray and receive Jesus by faith as our Savior. If you've never been saved, you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you don't know if you have or not, you need to make that right today. The Bible says, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The Bible says, with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Our hope for eternity is found in one place, one person. It's our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. He died on the cross. He was buried. He rose again. So you and I can have everlasting life and face the judgment of our sin through the righteousness of God. Hey, look, don't be duped by your riches. We're all rich. Don't be fooled by your riches. Don't be fooled by the pursuit of riches. Seek Jesus. Be saved. Put God first. It'll be good. It'll be right. It's what we need. Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to Keep Thy Heart Daily. This is a ministry of faith of the Chilhowee Baptist Church. For more Bible preaching, visit us at ChilhoweeBaptistChurch.com or download our app wherever you get your apps, Chilhowee Baptist Church. God bless you. I hope you have a wonderful day.